Today's daf is daf ches. So we got to the last few lines of Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says Amar of Ada. So we are four lines up from the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Amar of Ada Bar Ava. How you beyodav? Let's say a guy has chamesh shlam. He's very poor and only has his five shlam. And for some strange reason, he decides to take erchin. He wants to dedicate the money he has to the Beis Hamikdash. The Amar erki alai. I want to give the erchin myself to the Beis Hamikdash. The Chaz of Amar, Erkilai, not only was it saying one wasn't enough, but he wanted to say it twice. Now he's got two obligations to give erchin of his value. Now, of course, he can't pay. Let's assume he's a 20-year-old. He's got 50. His erchin is 50 shkalim. He certainly can't afford that. But now he's got two obligations with only five shlaim. And he goes ahead, v'nasan arba l'shini. He first pays off the second. He pays the second obligation with four shlaim. Now the reason why Rashi explains is because the Kohen was marich him first the second statement he said. I'm not really sure why you need the Kohen so much, because we just look at the age and the gender, you figure it out. The second one's the same as the first one. But either way, the Kohen said, okay, based on your second statement, you owe 50 shkalim. And then he paid four of the shkalim that he has. Echal Rishon. Then he paid the one remaining shekel for the Rishon. The first obligation he took upon himself, Yatza Yedei Shtem. He fulfills both of his obligations. My time. What's the reason why? So Gemara explains, Baal Chov Mu'uchar Shekadam V'gava Mashigava Gava. If a second to Baal Chov, if a person lent money to a second person, so that collector collected before, he was supposed to, really the first bank shed, first right to collect from me. But the second bank takes, so even though the second bank shouldn't, if he does, that second bank is allowed to collect earlier. So the second obligation was paid first. And b'idna d'yoyev l'shniya mishabi l'shona. So now when the second collector was collecting, he couldn't collect all five shkalim because the first obligation had already a lien. And that first one is owed at least one. So you can't take all five shkalim. So he only takes four shkalim, and he leaves one left over for the Rishona. And the Be'in and the Rishona, when he paid off the first obligation, sulo less, there's nothing else left. So it comes out from this, is this Gemara, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah yesterday, where the guy has, he's a Hesig Yad, so the Hesig Yad only has to pay one shekel. But let's say he's got more than one shekel, he's got five shekels, should he pay all five, or does he only pay one? So Chacham say that, Rav Meir first said that you pay all five, and Chacham say you only pay one. So this Gemara assumes, like Rav Meir, that you pay more than the one, but the second obligation can't be paid all five, because then you leave nothing left over for the first guy. So you pay four for the second obligation, and you end up paying one for the first obligation. Gemara now says, going on to Daf Ches Amun Aleph, let's say it's the other way around. Nosan Arba L'Rishona. He says, I pay Erchen Erchelai, Erchelai, he says it twice. And he goes ahead and pays four shkalim of the five, four shkalim for the Rishona, and Achas, he leaves one over L'Shnia for the second payment. Shnia Yatza, Rishona Yatza. He's not fulfilled, he fulfilled the second obligation, but not the first one. De Kula Meshavdin Rishona. Because if he's paying the first obligation first, he should have paid all the money he had, namely all five. And since he didn't, he didn't fulfill the obligation. But when he went ahead and paid the second one, since he did pay what he had, namely the one shekel, he does fulfill the obligation of the second one, but not the first one. Okay, a bit confusing. Gemara now says, "Boy, Rav Ada Bar Ava, Hayu Biyado Chamit Shlam." He has five shlam in his hand. V'Amar, he says the following statement: "Shnei Arachai Alai Bevas Achas." I want to pay two erchin to myself, but he says Bevas Achas. He doesn't say Erki Alai Erki Alai, but he says I want to give Shnei Erki Bevas Achas, both at the same time. So Mahu, what is his obligation to pay off the erchin? Kevin de Bevas Achas Neder. Since he said it at the same time, Ki Adade Tafson, they're able to both take two liens on his money. Each one takes half, so he owes two and a half for one obligation, two and a half for the other obligation. O Dilmara, perhaps we should say, Kula Chazi Lahai, Vukula Chazi Lahai. They're all five. Shkam are meshubat to both obligations, which means he owes five to each one. He doesn't have five to pay, but he owes that. And when he gets that money, I guess he really won't fulfill the obligation until he has 20 to pay off. But at this moment, he owes five to each chiyachov, in which case two and a half will not be sufficient. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Ein Berach and Balchus Mishel Velo Yeser. So we pointed out yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah repeated the statement both in the Reisha and the Seifa that Erchin is no less than a Sela, is it never more than 50 Slum. So why repeat this? Hasulamali, why repeat the statement? So Gemara says, Hakamashal, this teaches us, Parchus Misela Hudileka, Hayase Al Sela Ika. You can never pay less than a Sela, but you can pay more than a Sela, which is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, you'll have to pay more than, rather, Shita of the, that's Chacham, right? That was Shita. Yeah, the Rav Meir says you only pay one, even if you have five, if you're a Hasigyad. And Chacham say you pay, no, you pay four or five, whatever you have, you pay, which is the implication of this Mishnah. Less than a seller, you never could pay, but you can pay more than a seller. You could pay two if you have two. You could pay three if you have three. That's what we learn. And yes, Chamishim Hudaleka, Hapachmi Chamishim Ika. You can't pay more than 50, but you could pay 49 and 48 and 47, meaning every integer in between you could play Stama Krabbanan. So that last line of the Mishnah is telling us, we assume like the Rabbanan, that you pay whatever you have to pay. So that completes the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to go into a series of Mishnayos now, where we have Ein Pachas Mizev, Ein Yes Mizev. And this first one, as is clear from the pictures that we have in the articles of Masif does, it's a bit confusing. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein Pesach Mitoa Pachas Mishiva V'lo Yeser Al Shivasa. There's no less than 7 to become Torah, no more than 17. So what does this mean? So we're going to do a series of Rashis now. Rashi says, Pesach Tchilas Nidas, to start the Nida process, which means what? Shezed Din Nida Deraisa, the Din of Deraisa, we know Nida is Hayom Rasa Yom Mona Shishivahu. A woman sees a Nida, she becomes Nida that day, and then 6 days, she's Nida for a total of 7 days. What we do Bizmana Zed, don't think about it, that's completely different what was then. But Midiraisa, she's Tame 7 days. Rasa Shnaim, she sees 2 days of Damina, two in a row. Mona Chamishavahin, she counts 5 days that she's Tame, more in addition to the two that she already saw. So she's Tame for 7 days straight, even though she only saw Dam 1 day or 2 days. Vafil Rasa Kol Shiva, even if she saw Dam for 7 days straight, Upaska La'erava Tevel Sum Shemeshes. And that day she stopped, she could go to the mikveh immediately that evening. Umiyom Shaviv Eilech, if it's after 7 days, Havyan Yemei Ziva, that's called Yemei Ziva, which are Achadas Hayom, which are 11 days, where she's not expected to see at all. Shim Rasa Behen Yom Echav, she sees 1 day of blood during Yemei Ziva. Oshnaim, where she sees 2 days, she's what's called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom B'Tuvel. She waits 1 day, if she doesn't see anything the next day, that's, we assume the Ziva's away, and she go to the mikveh immediately. These are during the 11 days. But Im Rasa, behind Gimel Ritzufim, she sees 3 days in a row, during these 11-day period of Yimei Ziva, Havya Zava Gemur, she becomes a big Zava, a complete Zava, which means Tuna Shviya Shives Nekim, she needs to count 7 clean days, then she brings a Karban. Now let's say Im Mashcha Yumei Zova, let's say Chodesh Oshana, let's say she sees blood for a month, a year long, for whatever long. Einu Chazeres L'Tchilas Nidosh, she doesn't start the process of Nida again, Achiteshev Shivanakim. She needs Shivanakim in order to end the Yumei Zova. It can last for her rest of her life, possibly. Yashra, but once she sits Shivanakim, Rasa, and then she sees blood after 7 clean days, Havya Tchilas Nida, she now starts the Nida process again, Umona Shisha Shik Vahu. She counts 6 days plus the day she saw. The Chazeres Linyana Kichal Mefarsh, and she goes on to continue to count. Let's say Vim Lo Rasa Bosin Yudalf Yom Gimel Ritzufim, Eino Zava. And if 11 days pass after her Nida period, 11 days pass and she doesn't see 3 days in a row of blood, she's not a Zava. And Uchshatira Acharim, when she sees blood after the 11-day period, Bein Rasa Samech, whether she sees it day 12, Bein Shechika, whether she sees it months later, Riyasa Habitchiz Nida. The next time she sees, she becomes a Nida. Vafil Tira Shloshi Rituv, and even if she sees 3 days in a row, Eino Mona El Arba'a Vahain, she only counts 4 additional days of Tumah, and those 3 days that which she saw, She'ein Yimei Zov El Ba'os and Yom Yidaf Yom. The din of Zava only applies during the 11 days, which are Bein Sof Nida, the Tchiz Nida Haba. Is that clear? Somewhat clear? No? Should I say it? I'll say it outside. Okay, I'll try to say it outside. So when a woman sees Nida, let's say the first time in life she sees a Nida, so she's assumed she sees blood, she's Nida for 7 days straight, she's Tame. Forget Shivanakim. There is no Shivanakim in Deraisa for a woman who's Nida. So she sees Dam, she sees 1 day, she's Tame 7 days. Even if she sees 2 days, she's never Tame for more than 7 days. And sometimes a Dam could last 8, 9 days, whenever it lasts. But the moment, if she at least, she's Tame for 7 days, and then the next day, if she stops seeing, she goes to the mikvah. No Shivanakim. So that's whether she saw 1 day or whether she saw 7 days. It's no more than 7 days of Tumah for Nida. She goes to the mikveh next day. After she becomes Tahor from the Nida, so now there are 11 days where she's not expected to see. They're called Yimei Ziva. Why are they called Yimei Ziva? Because if she does see blood during that time, where she's not supposed to, she becomes a Ziva. So now the two types of Zavas. there's a Zava Katana, which is if she either saw 1 day or 2 days of blood which she shouldn't see, she's called a Zava Katana, and she's Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, which means she should wait 1 day. If she doesn't see that 1 day, she goes to the mikvah. But if she ended up seeing 3 days in a row, she becomes Zava Gedola. Zava Gedola requires to wait Shivna Kim. And after Shivna Kim, you bring a carbon. But if, let's say she sees Dam for 3 or 4 months, or she sees Dam and doesn't see, and she can't get Shivan Akim, she's always a Zava Gedola until she sees 7 clean days and brings a carbon. After that period of Shivan Akim, she goes to the mikvah, so then she, next time she sees Dam, she would be Nida again. Starts again the 7 days of Nida if she sees. If, let's say, there are 11 days go by and she doesn't see anything, so now, so the next time she sees that she becomes a Nida. That's the two, either Dam Nida, or it's Dam, it's a Zava. Those are the two options. Now, the question becomes, let's say she saw blood, but she's not sure if she's a Nida, she lost count, she lost check. So she's not sure if she's Dam Nida or if she's Zava. Now, it's a big problem where she, if she's Dam Nida, she's telling me 7 days. If she's a Zava, she could have to bring a carbon if it's 3 days in a row. So how do you deal with this? So look at the next Rashi. Ein Pesach Betoa, the only Pesach, the only exit strategy for one who makes a mistake is Impachat Meshiva, can never be less than 7 days. Rashi explains, Toa, a person who lost track of her calendar, Shirosa Yom, she saw blood today. Veni Yodas im Bimei Nidasa Omedes, im Bosa Charasa Yom Shaziva. She's not sure if she's during the 7 days of Nida, or she's in the 11 days where she's Yimei Zava. Ein Chazeres LePesach Nidasa, she cannot revert back to the beginning of a Nida period to start the cycle all over again. B'Pachas Shivan Akim, she needs to wait at least Shai Zayin Akim. We're going to see like 10 different scenarios where the everyone has. In this case, you have to at least wait Shivan Akim. That's the minimum amount of waiting period. Below Yosel Yidzayim, the most a person would ever have to wait is 17 clean days. So let's say she sees that Dam Nida, there's some instances, it's Dam, some instances where she has to wait 17 clean days to guarantee her that she gets back to the, or she starts all over from the beginning of the Yimei Nida. So the Gemara goes through every single possible scenario of how this happens. So the first case the Gemara says is Tani Rabbanim. A Toa Shamra Yomecha Tame Ra'isi. A person says, I saw 1 day. One day of blood I saw. But not sure if it was a Yimei Nida or Yimei Zava. So if it's Yimei Nida and she saw Dam Nida, she's Tamei for 7 days. If she's a Yimei Ziva, so all she really has to do is Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. So we're not really sure where she stands. So the Gemara says, such an individual who says Yomecha Tamei Raisi, Pischa Shivasa. Her way out, the way she could start all over again, is she has to see 17 clean days. Anything less than that, we still don't know where she lies. But if she happens to see 17 clean days, then we know when she sees on day 18, she's Vadai, that's that she sees blood after that, day 18 and on, she's Vadai Dam Nida. So look at this Rashi just to explain how this all works out. Rashi says, if you look at the first Rashi in the Gemara, Tani Rabbanan, the first wide line down, Toa She'amar Yomecha Tamei Reisi. She says, I saw 1 day of Dam. Hayom, I saw it today. And Ein Yodas Im Bimei Tchilas Nidosu. She doesn't know if it's the first day of Nida, which would mean B'tich Alimno Shishavu. She has to count another 6 days of Tuma plus the one she saw. And then the next day, the day 8, should be put Mutter. Or Im Bosen Echaras Yom HaZov, or during the 11 days of Zov, Veino Tzich Alishmor El Yom Kenegidim, or only wait 1 day. So that's the, she's not sure if she's telling me 7 days, or she's only telling me just this 1 day. So what's the Pischa Shiva Asar, says Rashi? Shimlo tira ad l'achar yudzayin levad miyomzeh. If she doesn't see until after 17 clean days, aside from the day she saw. So she saw, let's say, day 1 of the Chodesh. She saw Dam Nida. So now she needs to wait 17 clean days, which takes you to day 18. And then day 19 is the next time she'll see. That's the only way we can have a clarity of what she's up to. Why? As Chozeres LePesach Nidosa Limno Shishavu. Then, if she sees after, which I'm talking about day 19, then so 17 days of clean, and then the 18th day, which really 19th day, if you're following me, so that's when she starts the need to process again. Dimimonav Shach LaAcher Yudzaim Levad Miyom. 17 days aside from today that she saw, it will definitely get you to clarity. Miyomze Yatsa Misafek Shal Yemei Azov will certainly remove you from any level of doubt. Why? Dim Yomze Shirasa Mitchias Yemei Ziva Haya. If today that she saw, day 1 of the month, let's say, is Yimei Ziva, Kaven Shekalu Yudav Yom Yatsa Mimei Hazov. So she has to wait 11 days, not that she's Tameh, but just 11-day period is called Yimei Zova. So once that 11 days passed, V'rechika riyasa, and she ends up seeing after the 18th day, even though she doesn't have to be that way, but after the 18th day, certainly she's no longer seeing during the Yimei Ziva, because Yimei Ziva is only 11 days. So v'rechika riyasa, shela rasa ad la'achar yud zayin yom, she doesn't see until after 7 days, that's tchilas nidahi. That's one option. V'afilu im tomar shiyom ze tchilas nidahi. Haya. And even if you want to say day 1 of the month when she saw blood, we have to assume, let's say, it's the Yimei Nida. Afa Pikain Yotza Mimeazov, after 17 days, she also certainly loses, leaves that time period. Because let's say today, day 1 of the Chodesh is day 1 of her Nida. So she's Tameh 7 days. But the next 11 days are still Yimei Ziva. So if she sees Dam during that time, it still might be Yimei Ziva. So it's not until she sees 17 clean days, aside from the day that she sees blood, will she guarantee that the next time she sees Dam Nida will definitely be Nida, not Ziva. Right, we're trying to think of both extreme cases. Either the first days are 11 days, and after 11 days it's definitely Nida, or the first days are 7, then another 11, and then the day afterwards will be Yimei Nida. So the Gemara is going to go through all these now. So if you look at the charts, everything becomes just very clear here. So just to look at the first table, you have that first table here. I assume it's the same thing as mine. So day 1 is either the first row is 7 days of Tumah, the dark one, at least mine are shaded. Yeah, so yours are shaded differently. I think you're lighter than dark. But the first 7 days, so the 6 days after this one are Yimei Nida. That's the most extreme case. And then the 11 days to follow are Yimei Ziva. So 11 plus those 6 days of Nida give you 17 days. You have to wait 17 days of clean. And then the day afterwards, day 18, would be the Vavdai Nida. And the other scenario was a much easier way to get out of it. So now look at the next table. The next table is a case that she says, I saw 2 days in a row. But the Gemara calls it Shnei Yamim Ra'isi. So Pischa Shivasa, she also has to wait 7 days. So again, I don't want to go through all the different scenarios. You could just follow along. If let's say the first 2 days of Dam Nida, so she only needs to wait 5 more days of Nida, and then 11 more days of Yimei Zov. That's only 16 days. And if the first 2 days she saw were really Yimei Ziva, so 2 days of Yimei Ziva don't require Shiva Nikim. So in that scenario, all she needs to wait is another 9 days remaining of the 11 days Yimei Ziva. But if, let's say, it's she saw 2 days in a row. One Dam Nida was the last day of the 11th Yimei Ziva, and the next day was the first day of the next Yimei Nida now, Yimei Zava versus Yimei Nida, right? She saw 2 days in a row. It's possible that the first day she saw was really the last of the 11 days, and the next time she saw was the first day of the Yimei Nida. So now in that scenario, that gives you to the greatest length. So now you need to have 6 more days of Yimei Nida, plus 11 days Yimei Zava, that gives you 17 days. So when she says, I saw 2, that also requires 17 clean days in order to get her out of the suffix. And then let's say you say, Shloshi Yabim Tamei Reisi, I saw 3 days of blood in a row, Pischa Shivasa, that's also 17 days gets her out. How? So this she says 3 days of Dam Nida, if they're both Nida, she only needs 4 more days of Nida, plus 11 of Yimei Ziva, that's only 15. If she says, let's say, 3 days in a row of Yimei Zava, so now if she says 3 days, Gimel Ritzufos, she's a Zava Gadola. Zava Gadola requires Shiva Nekiyim, but after Shiva Nekiyim, she's also free, after that's a Nida. But if, let's say, the last scenario is going to be 2 days she saw blood was really from the previous case, and from the Yimei Zava, and the 3rd day is really day 1 of Yimei Nida, so now she needs to wait 6 more days Yimei Nida, plus 11 days Yimei Zava, that gives you the 17 you need for this case as well. Now it starts to change. If she sees 4 days in a row, Arba Yamim Tamei Reisi, so 4 days, the Pischa in this case is only Shisha Asa. She only needs to wait 16 clean days. Why? So if she sees 4 days of Nida, so all she needs to wait is 3 days more of Nida, and then 11 days of Yimei Zava to wait of clean days, that's 14. So that's all you need is 14. But let's say she saw 4 days in a row, they were all Yimei Ziva, then she stopped seeing, so she needs Shiva Nekiyim for Yimei Zava, so she needs just 7 clean days to get you there. And let's say she saw 2 days was from the Yimei Ziva, and 2 days are now from Nida, so now she's not a Zava Gadol at all. So she just needs 5 more days of Yimei Nida, 5 days of there, plus 11 of Yimei Zava, that's 5 plus 11, that's 16. So she her way exit strategy is 16 days. And the last scenario is if she sees, let's say, that's fine, that's pretty similar to the previous
one. The last 3 of Zava. And the first day of Nida.
Very good. So that's the last case, at least in my table here, that would still require Shiva Nekiyim. So if she's...
3 of Zava and then 1 of Nida, why doesn't that start a new 17 late?
Because you can't start Nida until you finish it. So Zava. Since she's still seeing from Zava Gadola,
so that absorbs the Nida.
So Nida doesn't restart until after Shivan Akim are over. Fine. Next case is Chamisha Yamei Ra'isa. So 5 days in a row, she says. Then Pischa Chamisha Asa. She needs 15 days of cleaning to get her out. So if the 5 days were Yamei Nida, so she only needs 2 more days of Yamei Nida plus 11 clean days of Yamei Zava. That's only 13. If, let's say, she saw all 5 days were in Yamei Ziva, so she's a Zava Gadola, and she just waits Shivan Akim. If, let's say, there's a combination, that the first 2 days she saw were Yamei Zava, but the last 2 days that she was seeing was the beginning of Yamei Nida, so since there's only 2 days of Zava, she's not a Zava Gadola, she doesn't need Shivan Akim, so since she saw 3 days into Yamei Nida, she has 4 more days of Yamei Nida, plus 11 of Yamei Zava, that's 15, that gets you to the 15 count. Next case, Shisha Yamim Tamei Reisi Pischa Arbasar. If she sees 6 days in a row, her way out is 14 days. So here in this case is, my tables don't go through all the scenarios now, but at least the extreme case, it goes through the extreme case is, if she saw 2 days of Zava, so she doesn't need Shivan Akim, 4 days of Yamei Nida, so she needs just 3 more days of Yamei Nida, plus 11 days of Yamei Zava, that's 14, that gets you out. If it's a case of Shiva Yamei Yuria, so 7 days of Tamei, then her way out is Pischa Shlosha, so she needs 13 days. So the most extreme case is if of the 6 to 7 days, 2 days were Yamei Ziva, so she's not a Zava Gadola, and then 5 days Yamei Tuma, so she just needs 2 more days of Nida, plus 11 of Yamei Zava, that's 13. Next case, if it's Shimona Yamim Tamei, she saw 8 days of Tuma, and she doesn't know where she stands, Pischa Shema, so she needs 12 days. So if 2 days are carried over from Yimei Zava, so she's not a Zava Gadola, and then 6 days are Yimei Nida, so she only needs 1 more day of Yimei Nida, and then 11 days of Zava, that gets you 12. Next case is Tisha Yamim, 9 days, Tamei Ra'isi, her Pischa Chadasa, her way out is 11 days. So this case is if she saw 2 days of Yimei Zava, so she's not a Zava Gadola, then she sees 7 days straight, that's assumed to be a Nida, so she doesn't need any more days of Nida. So all she needs is 11 clean days, and that guarantees she gets out, and that's the 11 days necessary of Nikim. If it's Asar Yamim Tamei, if she saw 10 days in a row, Ra'isi, Pischa Asar, she requires 10 days to get out. Why? In this case, if she sees 10 days in a row, the most extreme case could be 2 days from the previous Yamei Zava. 7 days of Tumah, and day 8 is now already day 1 of Yamei Zava, so now she only needs one day of Zava, which only Shomer Shom Keneged Yom, she only needs 10 days to continue the 11 days of the Yamei Zava. And then there's a final case, Achadasar Pischa Tisha, if she sees 11 days in a row, her way out is 9 days. Why? Because if you say of the 11 days she saw, 2 days from the previous Zava, 7 days of Nida, and then the final 2 days are the upcoming Nida, so since it's only 2 days she saw, she doesn't need Shivan Akim, so she just needs 9 days to complete the 11-day cycle to get you out of Yimei Zava, and that are the ways she guarantees to get out of there. Oh, we're not done yet. Two more in Chesem Abeis. Shnei Masav, she sees 12, Pischa Shimon, she needs to weigh 8. So why 8? So if she sees the case, she's 2 days from the previous case, the previous Yimei Zava, 7 days of Tumah, and then 3 more days of the upcoming, the new Ziva, that gives her Shivan Akim, but she still has to wait until the whole cycle's over, the 11-day cycle. So after 3 days of Yimei Ziva, there are 8 days left of the period of Yimei Zava. That gets her out, so that's 8 days. And then finally, if she sees Shloshasar, she sees 13 days in a row, Pischa Shiva. So this most extreme case is she saw 2 days from the previous Zava, 7 days of Tumah, and then 4 days of the new Ziva, so now she has 7 days remaining, 11 days of Yimei Ziva, so if she sees 7 clean days, so then she gets out of that Safek. That's the least amount of time one would ever have to wait to get out of such a Safek. Okay, we did it, guys.
Why are we assuming 2 days Ziva? Why do we always start off with?
Because then you have to wait Shivan Akim until you start Nida all over again.
I'm saying, but it doesn't have to be, could be any.
Let's get through the stuff. Let's get. So then the Gemara says, "Shein Pesach b'toa pach mishiva v'lo yasal shivasar." So we see from here that it's never less than 7, and it's never more than 17. So Amar le Rav Ada bar Ava comes on the Rava. Lama li kli hai? Why have to wait so many days? 17 days, 16 days. Why so many? Tivne shiva. Once she counts shiva nakiyim of Tishri, she's certainly permitted to her husband. That everyone agrees. If there's 7 days clean in a row, whether she was a nida or whether she was a zava gadola, shiva is permitted to be the husband. So why wait 17 days? So Amar Leh Litkune Liade Lidenida Upisa Kamina. We're not saying whether she's permitted to the husband or not. We want to get back on her cycle. We want to get her back to her calendar correct. That way so she knows what she sees or when she doesn't see, whether it's neither is Ava. That's what we're trying to accomplish. That's why you need 17 days in certain cases. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braita says, Kolatoes, Kolatoos, Zavos, Mivios, Karbon. All those who are, make a mistake, they have a din of a zava, and they have to bring a carbon, ve'eno nechal, but they don't get eaten. The carbon doesn't get eaten, chos mipischa shiva upischa shimon, except for the one out who needs 7 or 8 days, the last two, shemivias carbon ve'nechal, that they do bring a carbon, and they definitely will be eaten. So, why don't you eat them in all the cases? Since all the cases we mentioned before are all sveikos, so she has to bring a carbon, you bring a carbon, a safik, perhaps she is a zava. But it's not eaten because since we know an animal, a bird, that's shechted in the mizbeah, in the Beis HaMikdash is actually a malika. They get a malika. So malika could only be eaten by the Kohen if it's taka, a real carbon. If it's not a real carbon, you can't eat a chulin animal that only received a malika. So since it's a safek, whether it's a carbon or not, you cannot eat the carbonos. But the last two cases of having to wait 7 days or 8 days, those that was vada, the only way it worked out was there was vada a zavagdola there. There's vada zavagdola, and therefore the carbon was a vada. In that case, you're allowed to eat it. So Gemara says, wait a second. Atu kotel zavos. All the cases, whenever they're mistaken, they're vada zavos. Not true. Not every case where there's zavos. A woman saw one day. That's a zava. Not true at all. The su yom echav v'shtei yamin basu siu carbon. You see 1 day, you see 2 day, you bring a carbon. Even if you see 3 days, it's not vader carbon because since she doesn't know if the 3 days where you may need the or you may zava, they're not don't have a dinner of a zava. So Gemara tweaks the brayis and says Ella kol zavos hatos all zavos who make a mistake. So then mivios carbon veno nechal. So whenever at least one possibility is that she's a zava, not every mistake is a necessary zava. But if it was a suffix where there was one possibility she was taka a zava, so then she would bring a carbon and wouldn't eat, the carbon wouldn't be eaten, except for chos mipischa shiva, upischa shmona, shemivish carbon necha, because according to that, look back at the table, those two cases of vadai, she was a zava gadola, and therefore the carbon can be eaten.
So there has to be at least 3 days for her to be a zava toa, right?
That has to be at least 2 days for these zavah, exactly. So then the Mishnah said, the Mishnah tells us along the same lines here. Ein b'negayim pachas mishavu echad v'lo yesal shlosh shavuos. The din of a negayim can never be less than 7 days, but can never be more than 3 days either. So it comes to weeks, so 1 week versus 3 weeks. That's the din. So Gemara explains pachas mishiva shavu can't be less than 1 week. When it comes to Nigga Adam, so the pasuk tells us it has to be at least 1 week long. When it comes to Vlo Yesel, Shlosha Shavu, it's going to be longer than 3 weeks. When it comes to the houses, sometimes you have to wait 3 entire weeks. You have to look through the psukim to appreciate what's going on here. So Amar Papa says, Tidkoscha Kare Kale, Elu Nigga Adam. Vishvatecha Tom Rabba, Elu Nigga Batim. So it comes to Nigi Adam, so a Kaddish Baruch Hu does it stuck, it doesn't make us wait for so long. A week is sufficient, that's a Tzidkoscha Kare Kale. It comes to others, Mishpatecha Tom Rabba, which requires a lot of Mishpat, much harder, that's referring to Nigi Batim, that could be a much longer period. So Gemara wants to know, after establishing that very nice Joshua, Pasha the Krav and Mike said, what's the Pasha Pshat? That's not the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk. What is Pasha Pshat of this Pasuk? It had not been for the tzidkus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his mercy for us, his righteousness, like the mountains, so who's able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of his judgment? The judgment is so harsh, unless it were had not been for the tzidkus, we couldn't stand in front of him. Rabba seemingly says something almost exactly the same. The Gemara is going to say there is a nuance here. Rabba Amar Tidkoscha Kare El Mipnei Shemishpatecha Tom Rabba. His tzidkus is like mountains because his judgment is so deep. So what's the difference? My kemithik. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says ke be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina deitmar. They're arguing about the similar machlokes we had elsewhere. The gabe tshuva. What's the case? Itmar Rebbe Elazar Amar Kovesh, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina Amar Nose. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives tshuva, grants people kapara, how do we view the avonas versus the chuyas? They're being weighed here and there. So let's say the scale is weighing more averos than the mitzvahs. So Kadosh Baruch Hu could do one of two things. Either he could weigh down the mitzvahs, or he could lighten the averus. Now, both are going to accomplish the same thing, but what's the emphasis? The heaviness of the mitzvahs, or lightening up the averus? So according to Rebbe Lazar, he says, Kovesh es avonos, which means he's strengthening the zechuyos. He's pushing down the zechuyos to make it heavier. Yosi says no. So he lifts up the avonos, makes them lighter. So that's the difference. How does this connect? So Rabba to Rabbi Elazar. Rabba says like Rabbi Elazar. How does Rabba say this? Because the understanding is, where's this Rashi? You see Rashi, Rabba to Rabbi Elazar. It's like halfway down the Y lines. B'hachi kamar. Tidkasa kare el sheata matztikenu b'mashata kovesh u'master mishpatecha dainu avonos b'tom rabba. That you put your mishpatim b'tom rabba, you stick them in the depth, you hide your averos, you make them much lighter. That's how Rabba understands it. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda is k'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina v'achi kamar, says Rashi. Il mole tzidkascha kare el shata osalanu tzedaka shata magbia havon, that you lift the tzidkas like the kare el, so then miyachol amo mipesh mishpatecha. So the question is, what's the emphasis? Is the emphasis on making the mitzvahs like kare el, or is it making the mishpatim ketom rabba? That's the meaning of kovesh versus nose. Okay, so the Gemara ends up saying that that's the end. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up this new Mishnah tomorrow. Okay, guys, we made it through.
Made that okay. Very clear.
Just go ahead.